The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The disciples approached Jesus and said, "Why do you speak to the crowd in parables?" He said to them in reply, "Because knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven has been granted to you, but to them it has not been granted. To anyone who has, more will be given, and he will grow rich. From anyone who has not, even what he has will be taken away. This is why I speak to them in parables. Because they look but do not see, and hear but do not listen or understand. Isaiah's prophecy is fulfilled in them, which says, 'You shall indeed hear, but not understand. You shall indeed look, but never see. Gross is the heart of this people. They will hardly hear with their ears. They have closed their eyes, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears, and understand with their hearts and be converted, and I heal them. But blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. Amen, I say to you, many prophets and righteous people long to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it." The Gospel of the Lord. Please join us this evening if you're available. Today will be the vigil for Father Michael McFadden's funeral, and his body will be lying here for viewing at 5 p.m. And we'll begin the rosary at 7 p.m. for Father. So please, you're all welcome as we pray, prepare for Father McFadden's funeral for tomorrow. The readings today give us another opportunity. As we began this on Sunday, we've been meditating upon redemptive suffering. Suffering, 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 which is, again, permeates every single one of our lives. And remember yesterday's quote, a strange quote from St. Augustine, who said, "In my deepest wounds, I saw your glory, and it dazzled me." Now, this is a strange teaching because, again, we intuitively and instinctively react whenever suffering hits. We flee, we run, we medicate, we want it to stop. But for Christianity, because something new has happened in Jesus, he takes our deepest pain and we can find him there. Do you see that subtle turn? I experience pain and I want to run from it and flee from it, but because of Jesus, who was taken upon humanity's suffering and pain and uses it for redemption, we can find him there. Do you see that? You see, we have to see deeper than non-believers. Or as Jesus beautifully says, once we penetrate that mystery, look what our Lord says in the gospel. "Blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because you hear." We have to penetrate a deeper reality with the eyes of faith. And it's precisely suffering that can be that block, but the Christian who stands always with the eyes of love sees something far greater. Yesterday, I witnessed this in one, it's a beautiful conversation, probably one of the most beautiful faith conversations I've had with someone who was stunningly inspirational. Young family of ours, experiencing tremendous pain. Imagine this, all at the same time, the loss of a child on one end, and the diagnosis of a very serious cancer at the same time. These two storms hitting this family all at the same time. Eyes of the world, what do they say? Run from it, flee from it, there is nothing here, our lives are over. You know what they both said? Thank you, Jesus, for this. Thank you? Tell me more. Why do you say that? I asked. Because of this suffering, it has forced me to seek Him. Do you see that now? This suffering has forced me to seek Jesus in my deepest wounds. And it is dazzling Him.